Branston O'Leary looked a fearsome fellow, especially now with his bruised face, fat lip, swollen black eye, and the horrendous gash which ran from it all the way to the top of his forehead. His small group of friends at the Muddy River Hotel, which was the seedy bar where they all regularly relaxed with a few stiff drinks and the occasional game of pool, tried their hardest to coerce from Cranston the no doubt shocking details of his wounds. Cranston was a big guy who stood a little over 6 foot and who was built like the proverbial brick shithouse.
"Come on, Cranston, tell us what happened," said Benny the Jet,
who was one of the small group of other rough heads who sat drinking and talking with him now. "I don't want to talk about it, Benny," answered Cranston with a sneer.
"Jesus, mate, if that's what you look like, I'd hate to see the other bloke,"
quipped Benny eagerly. "I told you, mate, I don't want to fucking talk about it," responded Cranston remorsefully as he threw back another shot of straight Jack Daniels. The little jukebox over in the corner of the bar now rumbled out the opening chords with the George Thorogood classic, "Bad to the Bone."
"I'll give you this, Cranston. You are one hard bastard," said Benny,
before he too lifted his glass and threw down his shot of bourbon. The truth of the matter, however, was potentially even more horrific than Benny or the others could have ever guessed at. It had all started 5 days beforehand when Cranston had felt the bloating annoyance of an oncoming case of terrible constipation. The big guy had spent what seemed like hours sitting on a can at home, all to no avail. Over the next few days, he'd tried everything, from extra fibre on his cereal to an ungodly amount of prunes and even a handful of laxative tablets, which he'd finally bought from the chemist in a fit of desperation. 5 days without being able to release the pressure building inside him, without even the tiniest of bowel movements, had the big brute of a man in a terrible disposition. It was last night when Big Cranston couldn't stand it any longer. He'd gone into his neat little bathroom, vowing not to come out until he'd had some success. With his old blue jeans and boxer shorts pulled down around the big black boots at his ankles, Cranston was determined to have a desperately needed poo. He pushed and he pushed. His face became a contorted nightmare. The sweat began to bead upon his forehead as he finally thought he may have been making some progress. But still, nothing. Cranston took one more deep breath and with all of his might he pushed again. His stomach and all the organs inside tightened with the effort. He grimaced as his face turned bright red from the pressure. And as he pushed just as hard as he could, all the blood rushed from his head as his vision blurred and poor old Cranston passed out cold, pitching forward off the white ceramic toilet, crashing his head onto the cold, hard, unforgiving rim of the little bathtub which sat just in front of him. When he finally came to, his front teeth were chipped and his face was smashed, making matters even worse. There was what seemed a gallon of putrid, stinking poo all over the place.
"Come on, Cranston, tell us about the fight, would you?"
tried an eager Benny the Jet one more time. "I said, I don't want to fucking talk about it, Benny," answered Cranston with a growl.